This is A Little Day Music. I'm Kevin Sanders. Glad to have you tuned in. And this is a quick heads up for you. Charlottesville Opera is going to have a presentation of Oklahoma. It opens July 29th. And I was lucky enough to speak with Michelle Kreisel. She's the artistic director of the Charlottesville Opera. And she's here to speak to us a little bit about what's been going on with the Charlottesville Opera. Now, there's been a transformation, actually an evolution, from Ashland Opera to Charlottesville Opera. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So Ashland Opera is celebrating its 40th anniversary season, and in honor of the big birthday, has just changed its name to Charlottesville Opera. And the original name was because, of course, the company performed for 30 years outdoors at the bucolic Ashland Highland. However, competing with peacocks and humidity and rain and bugs was not actually a great experience for the performers. You really don't want your violin or cello out there in the rain. And so around a decade ago, the company moved downtown to the Paramount Theater, the beautifully renovated former movie palace, and performed there for the last 8-10 years. But because of the 40th anniversary and that we no longer perform at Ashland Highland, we changed the name, and also to symbolize the transformation of the company. So we call it Ashland Opera Transformed. When it was an outdoor company, it was a really loving hands at home, more of a young artist level. And by the time the company moved to the Paramount and I was headhunted from the Washington Opera, my mandate was to turn it into a competitive regional company. So now we have orchestral orchestral musicians from across the country and principal artists who sing in all the major houses. We have several from the Metropolitan Opera, one this year who has sung at Royal Opera House in Covent Garden. And we do keep the loving hands at home feeling with 100 housing hosts, local interns, a few community singers, performers, and actors. But the general level has just been elevated so much that we have celebrated with the name change.
You mentioned the 40th anniversary. Can you tell us a bit about the 40th anniversary season?
Yes, so the season officially began in March, this March a few months ago, with our first premiere in 35 years. It was called Middlemarch in Spring, and it was, as you can guess, based on the George Eliot novel Middlemarch. We were able to perform it in the middle of March and in collaboration with the Virginia Festival of the Book. We're always looking for ways to make new friends for opera, introduce ourselves to a whole new community. So this was a pairing of book lovers with opera lovers, with people who love and are interested in classical music. So that was a big moment for us in March, and we have just opened our production of Rigoletto at the Paramount. We actually opened it first in Blacksburg. We have performed there several seasons at the beautiful Ann and Ellen Fyfe Theater at the Moss Center at Virginia Tech. But there were three performances of Rigoletto at the Paramount Theater, and we're about to open Oklahoma on July 29.
Can you tell us a bit about the relationship between Charlottesville Opera and Virginia Tech?
Right. So coincidentally, the Fyfe family are major supporters of Ashland Opera for decades. And so when I learned that they were helping spearhead the building of a brand new theater in Blacksburg, I thought it would be something nice to do for the Fyfe family. But after our first experience there, which was 3 years ago, a young artist production of Madame Butterfly, we discovered it was one of the most beautiful theaters any of us had ever worked in, state of the art, that we wanted to go back just because it's a great experience and we make new friends, a whole community of people who wouldn't necessarily be able to travel to Charlottesville but love opera and don't have locally produced opera, though they have the Met HD. So last year we took our main stage production of Mozart's Così fan tutte, but as you know, a Mozart opera is usually smaller in scope than a Verdi opera, so it had a smaller chorus and orchestra, and that was such a successful collaboration that this year we went to take our full chorus, full orchestra, and production, meaning set and costumes, of Verdi's Rigoletto.
What are some of the opportunities you have there for community partnerships?
Well, we create these community partnerships because it just makes Charlottesville a more vibrant community to work with your colleagues. So I think the first one that I initiated was we added a winter production. We've been traditionally a summer company. And we created our own production of Menotti's Amahl and the Night Visitors and partnered with a wonderful local choral group called the Virginia Consort. So they were the shepherds, the singing adults. And then we partnered with the Wilson School of Dance to be the dancing children. Our Amahl, which is a role for a child, of course, was a local singer. And it was just so successful to meet new communities that we then went on to partner with another wonderful choral group called the Oratorio Society of Virginia, and we did a semi-staged Candide together a few years ago, and last year we did a Traviata. So now we're on to more partnerships. In addition to the Festival of the Book, this year Oklahoma introduces a partnership with the Charlottesville Ballet, and this wonderful organization, their choreographer will choreograph the Dream Ballet and use their professional dancers, and then their choreographer will work with our cast of opera singers, as well as their students, their ballet students, to be in all the ensembles. So the ballet community will meet the opera community and vice versa, and will meet all these wonderful children and dancers and their friends and family.
I'm kind of intrigued here about your outreach events. Could you tell us about that?
Right. Well, we do young artist performances sort of across the county. We've performed in Rappahannock, at the Wintergreen Festival, the Garth Newell Festival, in Louisa, in Orange. And these are always free performances for different communities. So sometimes it's that community that sponsors us or a performing arts organization that sponsors us. And we also do an annual free performance at the Ix Arts Park in Charlottesville for families to bring their kids and their picnic. So it sort of replicates the experience that they would have had at Ashlawn Highland, but right in the center of town. We've done free recitals at the Haven, which is a church in Charlottesville. And in addition to these outreach events, we have an extensive and year-round education programs for children. So we just did one this summer where we work with children at the Department of Parks and Recreation, kids who are in camp. And we send one of our education intern to work with the children. This year it was about Rigoletto. We have printed educational materials, and then they in turn come to the Paramount Theater for the dress rehearsal. So they work again with teaching artists, they meet the performers, and then they see the performance. And it's just thrilling to see the excitement on these kids' faces. You could hear a pin drop. They're mesmerized by opera because they've been prepared. They've acted out the parts. They've sung some of it. They've tried on costumes. And then in the spring, we do something similar called Artists in Residence, a week-long event, series of events with the Charlottesville and Albemarle County Public Schools. And then we have done similar programs in the winter with Charlottesville and Albemarle County Public Libraries around our holiday performances of Amahl and the Night Visitors.
It sounds like you have a lot of youth involvement with these education programs and so forth. Are there perhaps internship opportunities?
Oh, absolutely. We have, I think, around 8 interns this year. So you just go on the Charlottesville Opera website. We have interns who work in the office who are learning about arts administration and PR. I have 2 interns from the local youth orchestra who are our orchestra interns who come to all the orchestra rehearsals. We have a choreography intern from JMU. We have a directing intern from UVA. And there are wonderful opportunities for young people, usually senior in high school or in college or transitioning from college to a profession, to work in the field, see what it really takes to produce an opera or a musical, and to make the connections and get it on their resume.
Okay, well, it's just been announced that you'll be retiring at the end of the summer season in August. What's next for you?
Oh, well, this is a a true retirement. This isn't leaving to take a better job, and it's actually to be able to have the time and emotional bandwidth to take care of my parents in Los Angeles who are in their 90s and need me at this point. So it's been 40 wonderful years in the opera world, 8 of them here with the Charlottesville Opera, and I'm ready now to be of service to my family.
Ms. Kreisel, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Well, I enjoyed it and look forward to seeing you all at the opera or musical.
Michelle Kreisel, Artistic Director of the Charlottesville Opera. And a reminder, Charlottesville Opera is opening Oklahoma this Saturday, July 29th.